Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
Hello, everyone. I am delighted to bring to this podcast Jerome Bragg, who is such an interesting human being. So Jerome is known as the soul medicine man. He's a gifted intuitive spiritual teacher, speaker, modern day medicine man. And in 2005, Jerome was diagnosed with AIDS and kidney failure and given 48 hours to live. So on his deathbed, Jerome had a near-death experience in which he was told the key to true healing and well-being was to come back home to yourself, back home to your soul. So that experience catalyzed a 12-year healing journey where he learned how to use what he calls the soul medicines to help him come back home to himself, which resulted in the healing of his body and the transformation of his entire life into something deeply delicious. So Jerome, welcome. I'm delighted to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. I am excited and honored to be here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So let's start with this. Let's go back to that moment of that near-death experience. Can you talk us through how that translated into you starting to help people in their own trauma journeys?
So the near-death experience was kind of the wake-up call for me. It wasn't the complete transformation. It was the wake-up call to transform. And it was the call to say, okay, something's not right here. Something's not working well for you. And also, I knew that, you know, I had checked into the hospital with what I thought was the flu and ended up being diagnosed with AIDS and kidney failure and given 48 hours to live. And on my deathbed, I didn't just want to heal. I wanted to know what it meant and what it took to really live well. And not just wellness in the body, but well-being in the life. And that near-death experience where I was told that the key to that really is to come back to home to yourself was the catalyst point. It was like the starting point. There were many years that happened after that. But what I learned in those years was, one, how I had got myself to that point, you know, that everything in my life, including the health status of my body, is really just a reflection of what's happening internally with me and what I call in my internal state of being. Sometimes they call it vibration or frequency, but that my outer reality is literally just a reflection of that inner reality of me. And if something in my outer reality was sick or if it was unwell or if it was dysfunctional, then you know, I could try and fix it in that plane, like in the outer external plane, but it was really just like rearranging furniture in my house, right? I still lived in the same place. I would still have the same zip code. I was still in the same place. But the real shift, the real healing, the real transformational work was learning how to heal my internal state, meaning my thought patterns, my beliefs, and my emotional state. And that was when the real transformation happened, the miraculous stuff happened, when I learned how to do that, when I learned how to heal my emotional wounds, my trauma, when I learned how to create a well emotional and internal state, is when I started to see my body heal. And I started to see my life heal and be well, not just heal, but actually be really, really deliciously well. And that's why I knew that what I had learned in my journey was really a masterclass in what well-being is, what it really takes, what it really doesn't, and what it really looks like. And I had really learned that and had been able to experience that for myself. And so that's when I began to do my work in the world with helping people experience well-being, holistic well-being in all levels of their being. And I knew that a large piece of that is that a large piece of what that takes is really healing our trauma.
Beautiful. There was so much jam-packed in just those few minutes. So let me back it up just a minute. I want to first really acknowledge that choice that you made on your deathbed. And I'm saying that as someone, I used to be a trauma chaplain. I worked in an emergency room. I was also a home hospice chaplain. So I would go into trailers and shacks and cabins in rural Appalachia and help people die. So I have helped hundreds of people die. And it's so interesting to me that death experience, being on the deathbed, how few people choose to do the type of reckoning that you did in that moment, to choose not to do that deeper work that I feel like as souls, that's the whole friggin' reason we're here, right? To do our purpose and to learn our lessons and to become the most evolved beings that we can become. And sometimes it does take that kind of near-death experience for us to come that close to understanding our real purpose for being here. And the fact that you not only chose to see that so clearly, but chose to use it as a way to transform your work in the world it's remarkable, Jerome.
No, thank you. I wish I could say, you know, it was all like it was all just so flowy and clear and everything like that. But how it really happened was on my deathbed, and what I now know is that, well, I've worked with many people who are either, you know, are nearly dying or they are at the point of that. And so I can say this is kind of a common experience for us is on our deathbeds, we kind of have some what I call the end of our life questions. And there are some questions that go through our minds. And some of those, and the questions, some of them are, you know, did I live my life really well? Was I really myself in my life? Was I happy with the life that I had lived? Do the people that I really care about know how I really feel about them? And so some of those questions, as I was going through some of those questions on my deathbed, and I was 24 at that time, so I was pretty young. And as I was going through those questions, I realized that the answer to all of those questions, you know, was I happy with my life? Had I really been myself in my life? Had I treated myself well in my life? Did the people I loved know how much I felt about them? All of those. And did I really live? This is one of a really important ones. Did I really live? Did I just really deposit the reason for my life? Like, did I feel like I really had lived the reason for being here? And my answer to all of those questions was no. Not just because I was young, but because of really like the effects and the outplays of when we're traumatized. You know, we really don't fully express who we are. We really don't experience true joy and all of those things. And so the answer was no. And although at the time I understood that death wasn't an end, that I was a soul and that death was a continuation of the divinity of myself. So I wasn't scared of dying, but in that moment, I was really horrified of dying not having lived. And I knew that that those things, you know, not being myself, not really being happy with the life I had lived, not really living my purpose, not really expressing, you know, the love in my heart that I had for people, not really loving myself truly, that those things, those elements kept me from truly living. And I didn't want to end this life, this one lifetime of being Jerome, not having ever lived as Jerome. So that was really the crux of my decision, that I didn't want to die. I was very clear about that. I was not going to die like that. I was going to die having no regret for the fact that I had lived. And so that's when, you know, I really had asked, I sent out the asking, okay, I want to know how to do this. I want to know what it takes to live really well. And that's when I had the near-death experience where I met the divine and had an experience with the divine and was told that, you know, the key to that was to come back home to yourself, to really meet what that means. And I didn't really fully understand. I had a kind of an understanding during the experience of what that was, but it was in the years after that when I went through the healing journey where I had a real understanding of what coming back home to yourself is. And it's really that coming back home to myself is matching the way of my being with the truth and the frequency of my being. So matching the way of my life and the way that I think, the way I feel about myself, the way I behave, my lifestyle, my consciousness, all of that, my way of being with the truth and the frequency of who I really am, of my soul, my higher self, or whatever you want to call it. And that was a journey that didn't come, you know, overnight. That didn't, after my near-death experience was over, all of that wasn't fixed. that started the journey for me. But again, part of that matching my way of my being with the truth and the frequency of my being, a large part of that was learning how to heal the trauma.
You know, Jerome, just as you were saying that, that alignment piece around your vibration, I noticed energetically my soul immediately stood to attention saying, holy crap, I am in the presence of someone who is aligned. And it's calling, it's almost like my soul was just called to account to remember to be in that place of alignment. So thank you for that.
That is probably the best thing I've heard.
Yeah, you got a strong vibration, my friend. So let's talk about the trauma piece, because, you know, the lens that I'm coming from with this series, this podcast series, is really looking at how trauma affects conscious entrepreneurs in business. Can you speak into that?
Yeah, so I want to give my definition of what trauma is and what I've come to understand it as, which is a little different from, I'll say, the Western lexicon of trauma, which is usually how we approach it in the Western lexicon is that something tragic or horrific, something deeply painful happens to us. So it's, you know, a loss of a limb or a loss of a person or some type of abuse, just something that changes us in a way. And changes us more towards feeling, you know, disconnected or out of balance. And what we usually will say is the trauma is the event itself, you know, that you were raped or that you lost your mother or father very young or that you lost a limb or you were in some serious accident or you had a health, you know, serious health situation. But my understanding of it in my journey, which was a very mystical journey, but my understanding of it changed and shifted a bit. And so I want to first say what that is. And trauma, from the soul's perspective, is anything, any place within us, within our consciousness and our vibration, where we disconnect from the truth of ourselves. And we hold that disconnection. So the trauma is not necessarily the event. The event helped, because if the event happened and you didn't disconnect in some way, you know, it may have been a horrific event. It may have really sucked. It may have been painful. But if it didn't make you disconnect from the truth, meaning you didn't trust yourself anymore in some way, or you didn't believe in your worthiness somehow, or you don't feel lovable somehow, you don't feel safe in the world, or you don't feel whole anymore somehow, if that didn't happen, then you wouldn't have been traumatized. That's the trauma. And even in the Greek the root word of trauma is a Greek word, and it means wound. And so that's really what the wound is. The wound is that you're disconnected from the truth of who you really are, and you don't feel the truth of who you really are anymore. And so you behave in the world from this disconnection. And you make choices from this disconnection. You manifest your reality from this disconnection. And that's where the dysfunction and sometimes the illness and disease comes from. And so when we're talking about business owners, you know, and entrepreneurs, when we understand how trauma affects, like unhealed trauma affects our lives. So if you don't trust yourself and you don't trust life, right, because you've been traumatized in some way. And by the way, all of us, every single being on the planet, experiences some level of trauma. It's like literally part of the agreement of being a human being. All of us will have some sort of disconnect that we are then called to reconnect to, right? To reconnect to the truth and the frequency of ourselves. But when we don't reconnect, and that's when we're in trauma, we're traumatized. When we don't reconnect, then let's say I don't trust myself. So as an entrepreneur, if I don't trust myself, then what I find, especially when I've worked with entrepreneurs who have this type of trauma where something has happened and now the trauma is they no longer trust their being, they no longer trust themselves, then you don't really show up fully as yourself in your work. You don't really do work that honors the fullness of who you really are and brings you really joy, because you don't trust that who you really are will be safe, that who you really are will be successful, that who you really are will be honored in the world. So you begin to do this business that doesn't really reflect you, that you really don't enjoy, and that really underneath it stresses you out. It burns you out. The same thing goes with if you don't feel worthy. So if the trauma happened, whatever the traumatic event was, right, the event that caused the trauma, if the trauma that arose was that you don't feel worthy, you don't feel enough, then a lot of times in entrepreneurs that I see, and this was in my own journey, because that was a large portion of my traumas, is that I didn't feel enough, is that what I see happen a lot with entrepreneurs is we're constantly trying, running the rat race of trying to improve and trying to be better. So you'll constantly try to get the next, instead of just like showing up as your full self and knowing that that's enough, right? So it looks like you're going to try and get the next certificate, or you're always trying to take this next class, or you're always trying to do this. You're always in like the rat race of self-improvement and development. I'm not saying that self-improvement and development is on its own, that you don't want to ever have that, but you never actually feel like you're good enough yet. And so when you don't feel like that, you don't ever really show up, and you're always in overwhelm, because that's when you're trying to be a perfectionist. That's when you're taking on more projects than your energy can handle, than your sense of well-being can handle. That's when you're trying to project outwards into the world something that you're really not. Because it's this underlying feeling of I'm not enough as I am. So you'll either pretend to be something else, you'll take on too many projects to try and prove your worthiness, and you're in the rat race of always trying to fix and better yourself instead of actually just showing up in a sense of peace and a sense of ease in your business, knowing that what you have to offer, the message you have to say, the products that you're putting out there, that not only is it enough, but that there are literally people that are praying for it. There are literally your presence, your product, your service is literally an answer to somebody's prayer. But when you're in the trauma of not being enough, you don't ever really show up for your tribe, because you don't really even believe that they're there, because you're not enough.
Right. Right.
So there's the whole that, you know, when we're traumatized, it shows up in many different ways, and not just in kind of the finances, because that's kind of what we talk a lot about more so when we're trauma, about how, you know, the correlation between how worthy you feel is correlated with how much money you make. It's not just that, but it's literally the type of business that does the fulfillment you get out of your business, the ease in which you approach your business with, and how present you show up your business in, all is related to the level of trauma you're experiencing, the unhealed trauma you're experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, vibrationally, if you're carrying that belief within yourself that you are not worthy, that you are not enough, even if you have the perfect marketing plan or strategy or the perfect mm-hmm. product or service or everything's packaged in this really gorgeous way, you're not going to make the sale because people are going to feel that energetic disconnect.
Well, it's the direct reflection of the principle that rules all things, which is as within, so without. So if I feel unworthy, then I cannot manifest experiences for myself in my personal life, in my professional life, that make me feel worthy. My external reality has to be a reflection of my internal one. So if I feel unworthy, then I will experience, relationships with clients or potential clients that continue to affirm my feeling of being unworthy. If I feel scared, if I feel I'm not safe in the world, then I'm going to manifest experiences in my business that constantly make me feel unsafe. The market's going to keep crashing. I'm going to lose a lot of clients. I'm going to have these experiences. So my vibration, which is my internal state, literally is the building block for my reality on all things, including my business. So it really behooves us to take a deep look at where the trauma is and to heal it. Because once the trauma is healed, it doesn't just become wisdom, but it becomes well-being. So you have a well vibration and you begin to manifest more well experiences, not just in your personal life, but in your business. It's exactly what you said.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Jerome, what would you say to someone who's listening to this episode who does not feel worthy, who does not feel enough? What is their first step to take to heal that?
Yeah, so the first step is really that awareness, to be honest, radically, I call it radically and ridiculously honest, about how you really feel. Because a lot of times we try to put, in entrepreneurship, and especially in spiritual entrepreneurs who care about spiritual growth, we tend to put like happy stickers over how we're feeling. It's almost like with the gas gauge, our gas gauge is really on empty, but we kind of put a happy sticker over it to make us think it's full. Well, it's really not. And if you don't address that, if you're not honest about how you feel, then you're going to continue to create from that feeling no matter what. Right. And so getting honest, and you won't do what it takes to shift that. You won't allow yourself to do what it takes to shift it. So the first step is to get really honest about how you feel. Are you scared? Do you not feel enough? Do you not feel safe? Do you not feel lovable? If you're an entrepreneur, especially, do you not feel that, what you're doing is going to make money, or you don't feel like you're the one to be doing that? You've got to get really honest with how you feel. And then the rule of healing. So that's the first step, is honesty and awareness. And then really the second step, which is really the longer phase of that, is the rule of all healing you have to experience the opposite state of being. And that looks different. The path to which you do that looks different for each of us. For example, if you don't feel enough, the well-being in your business and the well-being of your life will come with feeling enough. If you're scared and you don't feel safe, your healing journey is to do what you can to feel safe and to feel secure. If you don't feel lovable, the healing journey is to feel lovable. If you don't feel like you matter, the healing comes into experiencing what you can to feel like you matter. But the first step, you can't get over there if you're not honest with where you are right now. Because when I get honest with I'm afraid and I don't feel safe and I don't feel safe in my business, I don't feel safe in the world, then I know that my healing journey, the thing that will bring me success, the thing that will bring me well-being in my business, the thing that will bring me well-being in my life, is to do what I can to embody, to really embody in my being the feeling of being safe, the feeling of being secure. And then that can inform me about, okay, so what can I do right now? Not some huge, you know, what's all the steps along the staircase, but what's the step right now? What can I do right now to feel a little bit more safe in my work, to feel like my a little bit more secure in my business, to feel like I'm enough, right? What, how can I feel more enough right now? What's one thing I can do today to feel more like that? And to take it step by step, you know, to do that, and then the next day ask yourself again. Until you initially, you know, it may be getting a coach, it may be getting a therapist to do some really to do some inner trauma work. It may be anything, but what I know is that if you will ask yourself the one step I can do today, it will come clear. I think a lot of times with entrepreneurs, I know for my own self, we want to see the whole staircase and we want to know what's all the 17 steps to get here. And it doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't happen that way. It doesn't, it's, we're never shown all the 17 steps. One, because the version of you that you are right now would be really scared, almost shitless, to see the version of you that's on the 16th step. And you would scare yourself out of taking the journey if you saw what all you may have to do in that. But if you take it piece by piece, it becomes, it's much easier, and there's no fear in it. So really just, where am I right now, being honest about how I feel, and what's the next step? What's the step I can take right now to feel a little bit like the opposite of it?
Brilliant. I love that. Yeah, and I want to lift it up in an analogy for folks who follow the work that I do. I do a lot around money mindset, and I talk about how if you have a desire for something, so say that's a new financial goal, if you have the desire for it, it is already available to you, even if you cannot see it yet. And Jerome, I hear you essentially saying the same thing. If you desire worthiness, if you desire love, if you desire safety, it is already available to you right now, even if you can't see it yet.
Yeah, it's the universal law of polarity that operates in all things. So if something exists, the opposite of it must exist for you as well. And it must exist at this moment. It's just shifting your way of being so that you see it, so that you allow the experience of it in. So if you feel like you don't matter, then the experience of you mattering is also available. It's here. It's not something you have to try and like make happen. It's just something you have to get, you know, all the things that, and again, once you get the trauma out of the way, you get to see it's that you get to see it. It's kind of just removing everything that's in the way of what's already here.
Beautiful.
So yeah,
beautiful.
It's exactly that.
Yeah. Let's talk about the universe for a minute, because I'll hear people say things like, I can't believe that I had to go through that experience of trauma. I cannot believe that God put me in a situation where I was raised in that kind of family. I don't know why God is punishing me. I don't know why the universe doesn't have my back. When is the universe going to start giving me what I want? Can you speak into that?
Yeah, I just wanted to take a deep breath in, because I think all of us have that moment at some point. So what I know that I know that I know that I know is that there are two sides to every experience. There is the dark and the light side, or the pain and the bliss. And within every experience, there's both. And whatever the experience is, you can either let it diminish you, or you can either let it expand you. And that's what, when I hear, and that's what I had to learn in my own experience, because at the beginning of my own journey, why did I get sick? Why am I near death? Why did I have to go through the dialysis? Why did I have to do all of that? When I stopped viewing it, when I stopped viewing my situation and my experience and the events that happened in my life as an enemy, and I start looking at them as vessels. So instead of why is this here and how do I fight it, I ask, why is this here and what is it helping me expand into? And how can I ride this into a greater expansion of myself? So the traumatic things in my life didn't become things that I said, oh, poor me. I began to look at them as, what did I gain because of this? How can I serve others because of this? What have I learned because of this? How am I more able to experience my life because of this? So, for example, just a very plain example, dying in that way in 2005, being on my deathbed, was initially, I could have looked at it was as, why me? Why did I have to go through this? What a horrific thing. Why is the universe punishing me? But what that experience did for me, when I looked at it as how is this helping me expand, was it helped me get super ridiculously clear on what really mattered to me. It helped me get really super clear on the areas of my life and the areas of my being where I wasn't honoring that. And it helped me shift my entire life to a life where, not just a life of alignment, but a life where my main focus was on being happy, being joyful, experiencing love, and experiencing my own worthiness. And without that experience, I wouldn't have been there. I definitely was not there. Like, if we talk about my life before that, I wasn't there. I wasn't there at all. And that experience, when I leaned into it, instead of making it an enemy, and I looked at it as a teacher and a friend, it literally shifted me into a greater version of myself. You don't get this version of me sitting here on, you know, talking with you now. You wouldn't have gotten this version of me without that journey and without those experiences. So what I say to people when they're in that, who are listening now, who are having some, you know, who are going through either trauma, who have had trauma or going through some challenge or hardship, is take a moment and step back and stop looking at that experience as the enemy and look at it as an invitation, to the next level of your being, to the next higher level that is more able to experience joy and express love and worthiness in the world. And ask yourself, what do you need now to reach into that expansion? What do you need to reach into the expansion, and how can you ride this experience into the expansion instead of into the diminishment of yourself and into the horror and into the fear?
Yeah. Beautiful. And what I hear you lifting up in that is something that's so significant, especially for those of us who are conscious entrepreneurs, to really embrace that our businesses are a platform for our own spiritual journey, for our own evolution. And the more we can lean into that, be present to that as part of the experience of being a business owner, or an entrepreneur, or a service provider, the juicier it is, the more delicious it is, the more intentional it is, the more empowered the journey is. Really glad you lifted that up.
Yeah, I was in I was doing a video in California a few weeks ago, and the production company for the video. I was talking to the people who own the production company, and they said, if you really want to fast track your spiritual growth process, start a business. And that's really what this is. Your business is a part of your life. So it's not separate. You can't compartmentalize it. But what I've come to learn in my own journey for sure is that, you know, your business is your spiritual growth. And the more you start to lean into everything it's asking of you to heal, everything it's asking of you to pay attention to, and everything it's asking you to become, the juicier not just the business becomes, but your life becomes. But the more you fight it, and the more you say, why me? And the more you deny what it's trying to get your attention to, and you stop listening, then the more painful the journey becomes, and the more you struggle.
Beautiful. Yeah. And let's let's dive into that aspect as well, because that's super fun. So the paradigm that I operate within, I do a lot of work with the Akashic Records, and I believe that every soul has its own record of every choice, thought, deed, action it has had, and that businesses also have their own soul. So I'll do a lot of teaching with my folks around how to access the soul of your business. I'm curious, Jerome, how do you do that, or how do you teach that?
Yeah, so I learned a lot about it. It's fascinating that you do that, because one of my intuitive gifts is mediumship. So I used to do a lot in the beginning of my work. I was solely working as a medium. And one of the things I learned a lot from talking from souls on the other side was about their life reviews and the choices they make. And not just the choices we make here, but kind of the intentions we have for the past of our life before we incarnate. And one of the things that I know is that you're going to be given the path that will most help you expand. Right. And so your business is part of, and wherever it is and whatever it is part of the creation of your expansion. And it has, and just like, you know, your life expansion, there's everything is a message and everything is a lesson that you will learn for your growth and for your greater ability to experience joy and express love on the planet. Your business is the same thing. Like, your business is the vessel that will help you expand into the highest version of yourself, expand into and express your worthiness and your love on the planet. So if it's not, like, you have to listen to it. You can't compartmentalize it, because anything that you're engaging in your life is a part of your being in that moment. So the more you lean into your business, so for me, my business is really just about sharing what I learned along my journey about how to really be well and live well with other people, and helping them apply the same principles that I learned to their lives to experience the same type of transformation. But what I've learned in that is, like, as I continue to grow and I continue to change, so must my business, right? And if I don't grow my business and change my business along with my own growth and my own being, then there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain with that. And so, you know, again, I've learned that business is, no matter what your business is, no matter what you're doing, no matter what field it is an extension of you. It is extension of you. It is extension of your soul. It is the extension of your soul's growth. And just like your life is an extension and a reflection of you, your business is a extension and a reflection of you, and it's going to inform you at any given moment. It's going to have messages and send you messages where you need to heal, where you need to express more of your authentic self, where you need to serve the world from your worthiness and your love, and where you're not really doing that. It is always informing you of that at all times. And so the soul of it is literally just a reflection of your soul. And you have to honor both.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Whew, I feel like I could just ask you questions all day long. This has been so informative and so insightful, and I love being connected with you in this way. Jerome, how can people learn more about you and the work that you do?
Yes, I am all over the internet. So my website is jeromebraggs.com. You can learn a lot about that. There'll be some changes coming up soon, but you can learn a lot about who I am and what I'm doing through that. My Facebook page is Jerome Braggs, the Soul Medicine Man. I do videos, live videos, blogs, posts. It's only me, all me on that space. I'm also on Instagram at Jerome_Braggs. And if you know that, you know, if you have a call, you feel a call that you want to work with me directly, you're ready now, You can either book some sessions with me on my website or email me to kind of schedule a kind of consultation to see if I'm a good fit for you at jerome@jeromebraggs.com. My email is jerome@jeromebraggs.com. But yeah, even if you just Google me, you just Google my name, some videos and some posts and all that will pop up because I'm all over the internet.
Yeah, and y'all definitely check out some of his videos. He's got great content. Jerome, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It was an honor just to share space with you.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult, Emma.